So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throw Hook, please, everyone, on Profile This is played.
Sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, I'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Now, today, you gentlemen are playing amongst yourselves, and we are short on time because Miles got really high in front of the police.
Oh, come on.
Just saying, they can tell. So today, you are competing against one another, and today also, you guys only have a choice of one of two categories, because I believe...
Just tell me one of them's drugs.
None of them are drugs. You do have Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem, and License to Spill.
Let's go Animalize.
Gonna go Animalize. All right. An animal rescuer in Britain. He was dispatched to an Amazon depot to remove an animal found trapped in the engine department of a delivery van. The RSPCA said Inspector Hershey Bowl. Oh, my God, that's their name, Hershey Bowl. H-E-R-C-H-Y-B-O-A-L, Hershey Bowl. Right? Anyway, Hershey Bowl, he was dispatched to the Amazon depot after a driver from the company spotted a warning light on his dashboard and he checked the engine. And when he checked the engine, he found an animal hiding among the mechanical components. Bowl was then able to manipulate the critter into a safer position and extract her from the engine. Now, the engine warning light turned out to have been triggered by the animal chewing on some wires. So it ended up saving its own life. Now, the animal's taken to a local veterinarian to be treated for a wound on her tail and a minor burn on her leg. That's the basis of the story. The question is, what animal was trapped in the engine? Was it an owl? Was it a rabbit? Was it a kitten or was it a fox? So owl, rabbit, kitten, or fox? Well, was stuck in the Amazon delivery.
I know that rats and mice do that.
Well, yeah, there's none of the options.
On the stuff, I know. I'm trying to think.
Sir, getting
I'm going to go fox then.
Yeah. Just because it's England, it chewed through something and it had a burn on its tail.
Okay.
My fox. Foxes are everywhere over there.
They
foxes.
Are, but I think he threw us for a loop here and I think it's an owl.
An owl? Do owls have tails?
They do.
Yeah.
They have tail feathers. Shake your tail feather, Ted. It helps
you
them
met
fly.
An owl.
I did, but I was too scared to look at his tail.
Okay. All right.
Never look an owl in his tail.
Was it an owl, rabbit, kitten, or fox? We'll find out next.
Oh, crap.
Next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Men's Room. You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Category Cannibalize This on Profile This. We go to UK where a rescuer had to remove an animal from the inside of an engine. It had been there gnawing on the wires.
Yes, you know, yes.
Whatever else, the hoses and stuff. Question is, what did this guy have to remove from the engine of this service vehicle? Was it an owl, a rabbit, a kitten, or a fox?
So you and D. Ted Smith agreed on the fox. Ted, that means you agreed with the high man.
Yeah.
And you are correct. Nice. I am locked in right now. I'm absolutely locked in right now.
You are the fox, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Schnauzberries. Fox man. Tastes like schnauzberries.
Other people are guessing rabbits because they said there's a lot of rabbits in England.
There's rabbits everywhere. I just know the foxes are prevalent.
I was thinking initially honey badger. One of those badgers they have over there.
Trapped in a Amazon truck hood.
Yes.
A badger.
Yes. They get into a hole that big.
I know, but I feel like they'd rip their way out of there.
Yeah, but the English badger is not nearly as angry as the American one.
It's not funny when you say
it. I don't. It's just the truth. He's like, hey, I'm about? A badger. And the American badger's like, I will rip your face off.
Right.
Dude, seriously, Google.
This is just like
Google
animal,
images.
This is just like Animal Planet.
It is. It's just like it.
Now, for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with T.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, your choices today. You got old Seth Meyers. You got the Jimmys.
Kimmel and Fallon.
Stephen Colbert. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right that the title. These guys have teams of talented writers helping come up with monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
In science news, there's a new study that says cats did not appear domesticated animals in Europe until about 2,000 years ago, thanks to Roman soldiers bringing them back to Europe. So now your boyfriend's an expert on cats as well.
Seth Meyers.
Ted Smith.
Smith!
Not bad.
Yeah, there's that whole
I'm
thing.
On fire.
Like, guys knowing about the Roman Empire. Like, doesn't everybody? Do you like indoor plumbing, honey?
That's a strong go-to.
Yeah.
Learned about the Romans. You got to flush up a toilet.
It's up there with the wheel. The long-awaited season 5 of Stranger Things is finally here. Over the weekend, though, it actually crashed Netflix. It was so popular that Netflix showed a message that just said, please stop watching.
Fallon. Yeah, Fallon.
Yeah, it's Fallon.
The long-awaited 5th season of Stranger Things is officially here.
Great.
Yeah, over the weekend, though, it actually crashed Netflix.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was so popular, Netflix showed this message, said, please stop watching.
Hurricane season just ended. For the first time in 10 years, not a single one made landfall in the U.S. Even the hurricanes were like, I think they're dealing with enough.
Fallon.
Hurricane season just ended, and for the first time in 10 years, not a single one made landfall in the U.S. Even the hurricanes were like, I think they're dealing with enough right now.
So last night in the Monday Night Football game, which wasn't much of a game.
Nope.
There was a very interesting thing where the Giants kicker went to kick. Was it a field goal?
Field goal, I believe, yes.
Right. So you can't see it, but what you'll hear is just Troy Aikman's reaction to it. Because basically, his plant foot's down, and when he goes to kick through, his foot just gets stuck in the turf.
47-yard try now by Younghoe Koo, and he stumbled.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Looked like he just stubbed his foot right into the turf.
Whoops.
Damn.
Troy just keeps laughing.
I guess that goes down as a miss.
I don't know. He never touched the ball.
I said a miss, but it's not a miss because he never touched the football.
Still perfect.
You guys ready for a geeky kicker talk?
Well, real quick, I will say, sometimes I watch the Manning cast on ESPN2.
Yeah.
So I believe Eli Manning is a part owner of Gotham FC, the women's soccer team that won a title.
Yeah.
So they have on one of their star players, and she just kind of starts laughing like, whoa, like his plant foot's there.
Right.
Well, the holder kind of could not get the ball down.
He's also wearing
white gloves. I used to hold, so I know a little bit about this.
Right? All right.
He's got a spot that he's going to put that down on. For whatever reason, when he caught the ball, it started leaning more into him than it should have. So there's a timing aspect. That guy starts before, but at the same time, he catches it. So when he's going up there, he's got three steps that he knows how to take it. That left foot has got to be right beside the football or a little bit behind it. Think of it like a golf swing. So when that guy messed up, he stuttered and he stuck his foot in the ground because he did not want to kick that ball where it was or his hand. So if he was a little bit more fluid.
So you're saying this was intentional on his
part?
I'm
saying that he tried to stop because the holder had not put the ball in the right place yet.
All right, Mannings brought this up, and she was a professional soccer player, and she was like, she started laughing. She was like, why does the ball move? Like, just swing through. I've never seen anybody just stop.
Yeah, ever.
No, I've never seen
it. And that is the question they ask.
And usually,
have you seen this before?
Right. Usually they'll stop before they get there.
Sure, like, but the foot stays elevated a little bit.
That's my issue, right? He put down his plant leg and looked like he was going to swing through.
Yeah,
it
looked like he was swinging.
Short.
Right. Yep.
I don't know. It might have looked worse if he tried to just kind of kick it, but.
No, it looked like he ended up kicking the ground. That was my impression.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, can't you teach him just kick through? Just
he just
playing
he,
on the ball
he,
being
just,
there?
He just did what he did. I've never seen that before. I don't know. I mean, I would have kicked the dude's hand.
Something.
I mean, it's happened to me before. I've had my hand kicked.
I just think
it doesn't
missed.
Feel great, but.
I think he just missed, too.
Yeah, that's it. He kicked the ground.
Laces out, Dan.
Or at least get the ball upright. Some people like it leaned in, but not that much.
Yeah. Let's see. Simon Cowell. We know him from a lot of things. Most famously, American Idol.
Yep.
So over the years, basically, like they're saying, he's kind of famous for being a jerk. He was that guy on American Idol, vaulted him to instant fame. Simon describes himself in those days as being basically a D.
All right.
Yeah. He's older now. He's wiser. He's a dad. And frankly, he's sorry. He says, quote, I did realize I'd probably gone too far. I didn't particularly like audition days because they were long and boring. I would get fed up. He goes, and of course, out of the hundreds of nice comments, what are they going to use? They're going to use me in a bad mood. I get that. What can I say? I'm sorry. But he also says, I'm not proud of it, but let's put it this way. But then again, the upside is it made me really popular.
It made me really popular, but also you're honest with people.
Well, you've been saying about reality TV, too. I mean, like, look, they're going to take the clips they want to take.
Of course.
Of the people and saying what they're going to say. So they're going to make him out to be that guy.
Yeah.
Even if he is partially that guy or completely that guy, they're going to make it so it seems worse.
Yeah, but it worked for him.
Right, I give him credit. He's like, yeah, I was a little harsh. Like, they did edit it, but also I liked that he's like, it helped me get super famous. I do feel a little bad. I was probably a little harsh on some of those kids. But, sure. I mean, look at, who was the one kid? The Asian kid from Stanford. She bang.
William Hung.
William Hung, right? Like, you still could name check him. And he was just that famous from the bad ones.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
He's probably more famous than what? How many of them do we know to be, Carrie Underwood? Was she
Carrie Underwood, she's right. Else? Daughtry,
Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson,
I'm
obviously.
I'm trying to think, like, how many do I, when you Ruben say their Stoddard, name, I know Stoddard. They're from American Idol, but you're right. You say William Hung. I'm like, I know exactly who that is.
But you just don't see a ton about Ruben anymore.
Well,
and I think there's a lot of famous singers that probably tried out that we didn't hear about.
Probably.
Now, wasn't he also a judge on the British version of this before this? Or did he just come over and create the show? In other words, I thought he was on in England for a little while, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think he was.
I think he was on, bless you, I think he was on the original, yeah, get the other one out. I think he was on the original one, and then, came over with the show.
Okay.
But again.
So I'm assuming he was even more brutal then.
Randy Jackson, we had no idea who he was.
Nobody did.
Paula Abdul, you knew, but right. She had been out of the spotlight
and
for a while.
She was a little
wacky. It was in Chic.
What was the band Randy Jackson was in?
Hold on.
I thought it was Chic or somebody like that.
I want to say actually played. Was it Journey for a while? I know it sounds ridiculous. Yeah.
He wasn't a household name until he did the show.
Correct.
Dog.
And American Idol is, just a monster. That and Survivor.
Who was the original host of American Idol? Because it was not Ryan Seacrest. Who was the guy?
There was two of them.
Did they have two? Mm-hmm. Was Seacrest one of the two?
Yeah. Correct.
Right.
And then that guy
he's done well left after frickin' American Idol. Right.
That guy left after the first season.
Oh, he's got to be hating less.
There's a joke about him. Just like Oliver on the Brady Bunch or whatever.
Well, Oliver sucked.
I know. Or jumping the shark. You know what I'm saying? Like, this was the guy that just...
But wasn't it his decision?
Yes, that's what I mean.
Yeah. I mean, frankly, I think he got another offer and was just like...
Oh, right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like...
I'm going to the WB.
Right? It can't be that big of a
hello.
Sammy.
Well, we see it with actors all the time, right? They'll talk about some roles they took.
Sure.
Or didn't take. And you're like, man, thank God you took that one.
Yeah, but they're still talking to him. I don't even know the name of the guy that hosted it with Seacrest.
I feel like his last name started with a D.
I think it sounds
funny. But a revived reality television, as far as those type of shows go, like, it used to be back in the day, there was Star Search and all these different things.
Yeah.
Kind of brought back just the regular talent kind of
deal. Right, and you always had Showtime at the Apollo. They always had Amateur Night as well. But American Idol was the first, massive one.
I think it's the first one you voted, the public could vote, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Right? Survivor was a big one. And The Voice, The Voice is a monster, too, right? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people on that show. But
a mass singer.
Oh, right?
I mean, there's... God.
But American Idol, every time you think it's kind of gone away, it shows back up somewhere else.
I think they know their exact audience. Look, this is how much we spend to do it. This is exactly how many people we're going to reach be done.
Wonder how Paula Abdul's doing, though.
Crazy.
Exactly.
Probably in the closet eating spiders.
Man, I still think, too, one thing that helps with those shows is when you vote, it's just popular.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you had the early 2000s, right, when you had the Al Gore stuff. They're going to electoral college.
Yeah.
Who's got popular vote, this or that? At least with American Idol, it's cut and dry.
Yeah.
Whoever gets the most popular votes, they win.
They did a hell of a job going around the country trying people out, so you knew it was legit. I mean, they did it in Seattle, so you know this is not like a state. Yes, the best are going to get up there. Maybe the better ones are going to get up there, but for real, this is not some kind
of... Well, even that story I tell about giving Kelly Clarkson serving her backstage, so you got to keep in mind.
A meatball, it sounds right. Dirty.
It was a meatball. They took that thing on tour, and that was the arena in D.C., and, that thing was sold out. And they went all around the country and did it. That's why a lot of people didn't like it because then you got locked into these contracts. And look, there's always going to be bad stuff there, right?
Of course.
When you look at Shark Tank, some of the offers are good, but, my buddy, his company almost went on there, and then when they saw what they're going to take, he's like, I don't know, percentage-wise, that's worth it.
Sure.
So there's that downside, but it does propel you into a superstardom. Now, as you can tell from Carrie Underwood... we were talking about earlier, Kelly Clarkson. Obviously, some of these people, I'd put Daughtry in there as well. You have real talent and can still keep going.
What did you say
would tell you
Kelly Clarkson?
Her first song was A Moment Like This.
All right.
So, you can have spaghetti with meat sauce or spaghetti with meatballs.
And you were serving him.
Correct. I was serving backstage. She said, I'll take spaghetti with meatballs. And as I scooped out the meatball, I said, this meatball's been waiting for a moment like this. Now... She just kind of put her head down and shook it.
Walked away.
Yeah. It was, look, I was,
gave it a shot.
Hey, man, you got to shoot to make the...
Shoot.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? The Kobe was always shooting.
Shoot it.
But I'm basically the Kobe of serving food backstage.
Except that, he was successful.
Got to shoot your shot.
There's been a lot of talk about that new Diddy documentary was produced by 50 Cent, which is even funnier. It's all on Netflix today if you want to check that out.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. An American at a German museum gets stuck in a giant vagina piece of art. Meanwhile, an OnlyFans model goes to jail as peeing on supermarket food, not very smart. Woman is charged with walking on an escalator the wrong way. A man breaks into steal a bag of beef jerky at the local Circle K. And an 81-year-old woman in San Francisco wins the lesbian pie eating contest. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story is brought to you by the fine folks at Lacrosse Footwear. Odd story out of London here, boys. A woman is due in court to answer for her crimes in the local railway.
She was found in violation of a local bylaw, the punishment for which is a fine of up to $1,300, and appeared before the magistrate to enter her not guilty plea. The crime that she was charged with was walking the wrong way on an escalator.
Was she going up or down?
They don't know.
These are the questions I have.
Maybe she's moonwalking. Like, officer, I was going up, but I'm moonwalking.
Is this like her viral moment, or is she just not?
Probably just having fun.
We watched a woman drive down a set of steps. I'm convinced people are capable of anything, you know?
But I think she was having fun. Haven't you done it?
Sure.
You know?
Especially on those moving sidewalks at the airport, if there's nobody walking by, oh, I'm like, dude, yeah.
I am moonwalking, yeah. Absolutely.
Like the Geico caveman? Turns around, looks at his picture.
Exactly. Just mad. It's not clear which direction that she was going, but she also appeared in court on crutches, which raises other questions.
Okay. All right.
So it's already a feat to do one. You know, going down the up escalator is the easier of the two. But even then, with crutches, that's a difficult thing to do.
You're saying it's easier to go down the up?
Yes. Down's easier than up, buddy. You tried to run up down escalators?
It does suck.
Yeah.
But it's... I did
the one over here on 3rd coming out of the doggone light rail. That thing's long. That sucked.
You did that?
I was drunk and stupid.
Of course you did it drunk.
That's a big one.
It is.
But if they break, why shut them down? It still steps.
I know. Shut it down when you fix it. In other news, a woman in New Hampshire is behind bars for the contents of her OnlyFans page. She's known to get a little wild.
I don't think I want to know this.
You don't. She's known to get a little wild with her content, and several videos were uploaded to the page for the viewing pleasure, if that's what you want to call it, of her paid subscribers, which features her vandalizing several items in two different locations. One of the two locations is a nearby Marriott, where she took videos relieving herself on various objects throughout the room, and it is not classy at all.
And people pay money to see this.
There's people with that fetish, man, and she is there to make money off of it.
Okay, that's all I'm saying. Yeah. Obviously, what she's doing is not awesome, but, like, no one should pay money for this, but they do, so she is encouraged to do this.
No one should is correct.
I know.
The other is a local grocery store where she ruined thousands of dollars worth of goods using the same tactics.
She's just paying us, though.
Yeah, she is. She pleaded guilty to her charges and will serve time and pay restitution to her unwitting studio locations.
My question is not her, but more so the people who are paying for this content.
That's my point!
You know?
My thought is...
she's making money doing this.
So at least I
can understand no rational person would just do that.
That's right.
With her, not saying it's right, but you go, like, I get why you're doing it.
It makes the marionette come to life. I get it. They can't explain it. Fine.
Is that what that is?
Absolutely, that's what that is.
You said that with confidence, all right.
No, that is what that is.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Huh.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't get it. I know they don't get it.
Peter Pan when he peed on Jiminy Cricket.
They can't explain it. That's kind of what a fetish is.
That's a good point.
It's like...
Damn.
And I'm sure they would tell you it's weird, too.
Yeah. We know it's right? weird.
That's why I don't tell anybody that I'm into this stuff.
Never peed on a cricket.
Not intentionally.
What was that from? I'm not going to ask that. Fun story out of Illinois. A man has a good reason for a break-in. Police responded to an alarm at a local Circle K at 2 in the morning. They arrived to find their man who had busted the door needing to use the bathroom. When they moved in to arrest him, he notified them that they would think that he was crazy when he told them the truth of the situation. And they did. Saying that there was an AI intelligence speaker embedded in his neck.
What?
Now, that had nothing to do with the break-in. But he needed to use the bathroom and the door was locked. So the voices in his head told him to break through the glass, which, why not? They told him to. He also helped himself to a package of beef jerky and a sweet tea while inside.
I'll let the voices like, and grab some beef jerky.
And a sweet tea. I don't think that'd have been my call.
Beef jerky and sweet tea?
No.
Was this in the South?
Had to be, right?
This was Illinois.
Oh, got it.
All right. Okay. I don't know. Sweet tea and a little jerky?
South Chicago.
Sounds all right.
Yeah, I'd be down with
it. I'm taking a six-pack of hams.
You're taking a six-pack of hams?
Yes,
you
free.
Bust into a Circle K and you're taking a six-pack of hams?
Well, they got it there. It's good.
My God. It's not... never mind. I'm not even going to tell that one because we already toasted it. But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth...
Thankfully, there's good news.
I can't talk. We go to San Francisco where a champion has been crowned. Every year, several participants attend a local event meant to raise visibility to the local lesbian community by holding a simple yet fun pie-eating contest.
Mm. Oh, I saw this.
Yeah. So contestants dive face-first into cream pies without the use of their hands, but the feature of the story was not the actual winner of the competition. No.
But an 80-year-old contestant, an 81-year-old contestant who had been doing this for a while, who stole the show, earning her an honorary, quote, best technique title to take home.
Oh, best technique.
I love it.
Video of the event was
she's been doing it for a long time. She's 81.
She is.
I mean, the older you get, the better you get it.
Right.
But at some point, I just feel like it'd be just too much effort.
I just ran 81. In there and enjoyed every morsel till I got to the crust.
Well, it's probably so few and frequently. You know, yeah, that's a good point. Man, if you're going to get in there, you gotta give it your all.
Right.
I don't care how old you are.
You got to leave a lasting impression.
I mean, you seriously, man. You can leave one in the Rolodex for somebody. You can really pay attention.
Gotta get that call back.
That's right.
Gotta make that. Gotta have a good enough show to where you get a booking next year.
At least you can do this.
You know what my grandma won?
Oh,
best technique at the pie eating contest.
Yeah.
I mean, people must have known.
Oh yeah. Is that a Boston cream? What is it?
I'm telling you, Agnes, you should really enter.
Oh man, what's going on in that? Yeah, I mean, I don't want to ask.
Yeah.
Just card out all the old ladies in the old folks' home?
Yeah, but, yeah.
I don't want to know.
Have fun, whatever, whoever can, yeah, have fun.
Woo! Men's Room Sports. You've got basketball on CW and NBC and a whole slate of college hoops over on ESPN's affiliates, Big Ten Network, and on True TV. As far as your weather, the gray continues. Partly cloudy and a low of 37 tonight. Tomorrow, they're predicting cloudy day with a high of 45. We're in the suck. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Hey, sir, from the Seattle Police Department, big thanks to officers John Huber and Jake Masterson for joining us on the program. Lovely Jolene's coming up in seconds.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bouch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.